Page 32. The Future of Nanotechnologies.
Scientists are now using ingestible computers to do things that were once considered science fiction. Take the 1960s film Fantastic Voyage. A crew is shrunk to microscopic size and sent into the body of an injured scientist.
You are going where no man or camera has ventured before. When you come out, you may never look at yourself in the same way again.
Well, scientists are not shrinking humans just yet, but they are sending computers into our bodies to diagnose what is wrong with us. Albert Swiston joins us. He's a biomaterial scientist at MIT, and he is one of those working on this issue, experimenting with sensors inside of pigs. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are using these devices to monitor three vital signs at once in pigs. This is a new development in the field. Explain how it works.
It's a device that's so small, it's about the size of a large multivitamin pill that you might take, that is able to listen to your heart and listen to your lungs, and has a thermometer on board that can tell you what your heart rate, your breathing rate, and what your body core temperature are. And then it can send that data outside of you to, say, a smartphone or to a laptop computer, and tell you what those vital signs are without touching the body. So it's not a wearable. It's an ingestible.
We can already monitor heart rate, breathing rate, things like that. What's the value of monitoring it by swallowing something instead of just by, you know, putting a stethoscope to your chest?
It's funny that you mention a stethoscope, because that's fundamentally the way that our device works. It listens to those sounds of the lub-dub of the heart and the wheezing sounds of the lungs, and is able to send that outside the body. The advantage here is that there are some bits of information from the body, namely the temperature of the body, that can only be monitored inside the body.
Copyright NPR.